It was a night of remembrance of those who had helped make the Moose Jaw Exhibition Company what it is today but have now passed on. None is more important than the recent passing of Lee Bellows, rodeo clown, bullfighter, cowboy poet, volunteer, rodeo sports chair and longtime board member of the Moose Jaw Exhibition Company. At the yearly AGM, those attending paid tribute with a moment of silence for Bellows and others who gave their time to the exhibition and passed away over the past year. Others remembered were Lyle Cozart, Harvey Nash, Bessie Meads, Dorothy McFadden, Keith Hall and Bill Ireland. Bellows, who was well known throughout the rodeo circuit stretching from Moose Jaw, across Canada, the U.S. and all the way to Australia, passed away last week after a lengthy illness. Wherever there was a rodeo, Lee had been there, the AGM was told. Bellows, who organized the annual rodeo school as well as served as an exhibition board member at the time of his passing, also made arrangements to ensure there was a strong rodeo presence and legacy on the board. Ross Smith addresses the Moose Jaw Exhibition Company's AGM on Tuesday evening, where he spoke not only about his decades-long volunteer service with the MJEC but the late Lee Bellows, Robert Thomas. Lee's last request to me was to take over for him, an emotional Ross Smith told the AGM after being elected to the exhibition's board. Smith has been a decades-long volunteer at the exhibition and is well known in the horse, barrel racing and rodeo scene and stepped up into the board. Smith is well known for holding ranch roping competitions at the exhibition grounds. Bellows will be laid to rest at his funeral to be held on April 6 at 2 p.m. at the Moose Jaw Exhibition Grounds. Upwards of 500 mourners are expected to attend and pay their respects. www.mjindependent.com